Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The Rim Fire continues to burn east into Yosemite National Park. The blaze has now blackened roughly 225 square miles and is threatening some 4,500 structures. Officials estimate that the fire is about 7% contained. Helicopter and ground crews fought the massive wildfire on all fronts yesterday, protecting homes and businesses. Grace Rubenstein reports firefighters made a stand across the fire's northwest edge to defend Tuolumne City.
Crews brought in bulldozers and hand tools to build a fire break in wooded terrain northwest of the fire. They'd already used similar techniques to protect the resort community of Pine Mountain Lake. Maggie Dowd lives there and is the Groveland District Ranger for the Stanislaus National Forest.
We had planes with retardant laying down the retardant along the path of where the fire was going. And then you had hand crews that were using shovels, Pulaskis, chainsaws, cutting the vegetation down so it could get closer to the ground.
Dowd says crews then set a backfire to burn toward the wildfire and block its movement.
Which actually saved those residents. I truly believe that.
Pine Mountain residents went back home Sunday, nearly emptying out the Red Cross shelter in Sonora. But U.S. Navy retiree Glenn Matthews was still there as helicopters whirred overhead. Matthews, who goes by Yogi, lives in an RV 12 miles toward the fire from Tuolumne.
I got chickens, cats, rabbits. We have a spring, so I left all the water on, sprinklers and everybody did. But it doesn't matter in a firestorm.
By late last night, fire officials said they were resting easier about Tuolumne City. But with a fire this big, it's impossible to predict where it will go. For the California Report, I'm Grace Rubenstein in Sonora.
Meanwhile, thunderstorms in the Southern California desert caused flash floods this weekend. Highways near the Arizona border in Needles were shut down after several dozen vehicles were stranded there. Flooding was also reported around the Coachella Valley. According to the National Weather Service, a flash flood watch has been issued through 8 p.m. this evening for San Bernardino County, with the possibility that rain could fill normally dry areas and make roads impassable. Millions of California school kids are strapping on their backpacks and heading to class this week to begin the new academic year. And this fall, many teachers are still in their jobs thanks to Proposition 30, which is pumping new money into public education. Over the past 5 years, schools lost roughly $20 billion in state budget cuts. But as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis explains, the tax measure approved last fall is allowing many schools to finally start to recover.
This is the multi-purpose room and my cute kids.
Michelle Murphy is one of those principals students consider cool. She's striking at almost 6 feet tall and greets her pint-sized students with a smile and handshake just like celebrities greet their fans.
Good afternoon, friends. One of the best jobs you can have is an elementary principal. You get a fan base.
Murphy is in charge of West Elementary, a suburban school nestled among cookie-cutter homes near Sacramento. It's one of 61 schools in Elk Grove Unified, the fifth largest school district in the state. This year, Murphy has another reason to love her job. She didn't have to lay off any teachers. Last year, it was a different story. She had no idea how many teachers would keep their jobs after getting pink slips.
I can't even put into words, to be honest, how it feels not to have to think about it, because when you have 34 teachers laid off and you only have a staff of 52, it is hard to do the things you need to do for kids.
One of those kids is 11-year-old Kevin Lee. Last year, he had to say goodbye to his fifth grade teacher.
She got a little emotional. I got a little emotional, and it's really painful for us, for someone who is our favorite teacher to go to another school.
Because you guys become friends?
We gain trust.
Now, much of that teacher turnover stress is beginning to fade in Elk Grove Unified and in many school districts. That's because Prop 30, approved by voters last fall, is helping deliver $2.5 billion more to schools this academic year. Prop 30 also tosses out the old funding formulas and brings in a completely new way for the state to hand out money to schools.
Everybody wins, but some districts win more than others.
That's Michael Kirst, president of the State Board of Education. He says all districts will see an increase in their base level funding.
Now, all of a sudden, districts have more money. The districts with low-income pupils and English learners have even more money than the average district. And the question becomes, what are they doing with the money?
This approach gives districts the freedom to spend the new money any way they want, but they must produce academic results.
Essentially, there's a new philosophy here. We're not going to tell you how to spend your money. We're going to tell you what goals you have to reach for pupils. So we're getting out of the how and being much more clear on what you need to achieve.
In Elk Grove Unified, district officials plan to bring back freshman sports, summer school, and adult education. Superintendent Stephen Ladd also wants to use the Prop 30 funding to help Elk Grove carry out new Common Core standards. These are tougher national standards aimed at teaching students more analytical skills. The standards call for students to use high-tech gadgets to do assignments and take tests.
The new curriculums that are coming out, many of them are web-based that give opportunity for both parents and students, for that matter, 24/7 access to go online.
And that will take money. But Ladd says his district can't agree yet on which technology to invest in.
Computers are going to do high-end graphics, tablets in some settings. We're going to need some potential handheld devices. So I think it's going to be all of the above. And that's what I think everybody's looking to try to understand right now.
The district also plans to spend a big chunk of the money on training so teachers can use the technology to carry out their lesson plans. Preparing for Common Core is actually a big concern with teachers across the state. Elk Grove teacher Atoya Roberts sums it up.
I would personally like more training. Like for my students, they may not see certain lessons online because I don't have the equipment or the confidence to show them that.
It's going to take a lot of confidence to get this new way of teaching off the ground by next year. Many educators say now, instead of worrying about their jobs, they're worried about how they're going to get their students to learn the new standards. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintopoulos.
That's the California Report for Monday, August 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change.